Oh, Love That Will Not Let Me Go by George Matheson, June 6, 1882. Perhaps you or a loved one has felt the gradual slipping of another's love or the throbbing sting of rejection. Maybe loneliness has taken up residency in your heart and turned into an unwelcome but lingering companion. Dear friend, the Lord Jesus loves you with an everlasting love that will last not only for this life, but He wants to be your constant companion who will walk with you in your life's journey, and on the appointed future day, He will escort you into eternity. He speaks to us tenderly through the writing of Jeremiah in chapter 31, verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. George Matheson was born in Scotland in 1842. He had trouble with his failing eyesight from the time of his birth, and by the age of 18, he was completely blind. In spite of his severe handicap, he enrolled at Glasgow University and graduated at age 19. In 1882, he wrote a remarkable and much-loved hymn filled with descriptive metaphors. O love that will not let me go. Listen to these prolific words of consecration as Matheson uses the words love, light, joy, and cross as metaphors for Jesus as he begins each of his four stanzas. O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul on thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fairer be. O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. O cross that liftest up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be. Dr. George Matheson shed some light on the composition of this hymn in his journal. My hymn was composed in the manse of Inelin on the 6th of June, 1882, when I was 40 years of age. I was alone in the manse at the time. It was the night of my sister's marriage, and the rest of the family were staying overnight in Glasgow. Something happened to me, which was known only to myself, and which caused me the most severe mental suffering. The hymn was the fruit of that suffering. It was the quickest bit of work I ever did in my life. I had the impression of having it dictated to me by some inward voice rather than of working it out myself. I am quite sure that the whole work was completed in 5 minutes, and equally sure that it never received at my hands any retouching or correction. I have no natural gift of rhythm. All the other verses I have ever written are manufactured articles. This came like a day spring from on high. Well, a story that has circulated over the years claims that the wedding of Mr. Matheson's sister brought on a deep sadness, as it reminded him of the rejection many years earlier from his college fiancée. When she learned of his future total blindness, she broke off their relationship, informing him, I do not wish to be the wife of a blind preacher. Those who have experienced profound loss or utter rejection in this life will, in God's appointed hour, dine at the Master's table in the wedding feast of heaven and have audience with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords for all eternity.